you know who Isaiah is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever read the book of Isaiah? I don't think I have, honestly, and so maybe I'll have to check it out. It's one of those books in the Bible that I always feel like we just pick and choose verses from without actually exploring the text. And that's why today's Devo is so important, because it offers an introduction to the book of Isaiah. It's called Washed Clean, the Book of Isaiah, by Morgan Mitchell. Some people have called the Book of Isaiah the Gospel of the Old Testament. At first glance, though, you might wonder why. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John start off the New Testament by recounting Jesus' life, death, and resurrection on earth. But Isaiah starts out with a vision God gave him that points out the sins of the Israelites and pleads with them to return to the Lord. God offers redemption and forgiveness to his people if they would only turn back to him. Roughly half of the book is like this. Then the tone switches and chapter 40 begins with the words, "Comfort, comfort, my people," says your God. The prophecies and visions in the first part of the book were for Israel when they had turned their back on God and gone after idols. Then the nations of Assyria and Babylon swept down upon Israel and hauled the people off in chains. In the latter half of Isaiah, God sends comfort to his people while they're in captivity, promising not only that they would one day return to their own land, but that a new heaven and new earth was being made. Throughout Isaiah, God gives many promises about the forgiveness of sins and the Messiah he would send to save them. The Israelites didn't have to wallow in their sins. They could come back to God and be washed from their sins. In a way, we're like the Israelites in the book of Isaiah. We're in the same situation, but now the Messiah, Jesus, has come. We don't need to continue in our sins and stay covered in guilt and shame. When we put our trust in Jesus, believing in his death and resurrection, we can be free from those chains and return to God. He loves us with an unending love, and he promises to comfort us and give us peace in his presence. Jesus is waiting to wash away our sins so we can be made new. Then we'll hear God speaking comfort to us as the gospel does its work in us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever felt burdened by sin? Have you ever experienced God's grace and forgiveness comforting you? What was that like? In what ways are you in need of forgiveness and comfort today? Consider spending some time with Jesus in prayer, confessing any sins that come to mind, and resting in his love and grace. Remember, if you've put your trust in Jesus, all your sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. He loves you, and he wants to help you walk in freedom. As you and I can read in Isaiah 44, verse 22, "I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like a morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah 1, 15 through 18, as well as chapter 57, verses 15 through 21, and Ephesians 2, verse 1 through 13, as well as chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love Unlocked? Are you looking for a way to give back? Head over to unlocked.org and check out how you can donate to support our mission. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about paint smudges with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.